This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. I have talked a lot over the last 9 months about the NSA and their spying on Americans through our phone calls, through our emails, our web browsing, and all the rest. The government, of course, keeps defending this as national security, homeland security. But a really interesting revelation came out this week when James Clapper, who is the director of national intelligence, did an interview with the Daily Beast, in which he said that the problems that are facing the U.S. intelligence community over the collection of phone records could have been avoided. Clapper said, quote, "I probably shouldn't say this, but I will. Had we been transparent about this from the outset, right after 9/11, and said both to the American people and to their elected representatives, we need to cover this gap. We need to make sure this never happens to us again. So here it is, what we're going to set up. Here's how it's going to work and why we have to do it. Here are the safeguards. We wouldn't have had the problem we had," unquote. I think what he's talking about there is all the backlash from the Edward Snowden revelations from last spring. Here to talk about this is Patrick Toomey, who is a staff attorney in the ACLU's National Security Project, where he works on issues like electronic surveillance and national security. Patrick, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. It's great to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
What's your reaction to James Clapper's comments?
You know, in a way, it's a really refreshing bout of candor from the one of our intelligence officials, because if what Clapper is saying is that the American people should have been consulted before the NSA began collecting Americans' phone records in bulk, then we at the ACLU most emphatically agree. We will never actually know now whether the American people would have signed up for this program at the time if they had been consulted. But we're now having the debate in Congress and in the courts that we should have had back then. I think what Clapper misses is that the problem with what we've learned is not just the process, but is the substance. The idea that Americans wouldn't object to the collection in bulk of their phone records on a day-to-day basis, I think is very questionable, and that we don't accept even the premise of that assumption.
I do agree with him in one regard, which is if they had told the public about this right after 9/11, everybody would have gone along, because that's how the Patriot Act got passed so quickly without members of Congress even reading it. The country was very fearful that we were going to have more attacks like 9/11 after that, and so it would have been easy to say, you know what, we're going to put your civil liberties aside here, and we're going to do this, and Americans probably would have gone along. But now we're more than a dozen years into this post-9/11 world. Do you think that the impact now would be different if, for instance, they said, look, we're going to have to start doing this now, that Americans would go, no, you're not?
You know, I'm not sure Americans would have accepted this in 2001, and I think that's one of the reasons why they kept the program secret, why it was done unilaterally by President Bush in a way that was never disclosed to Congress or the public, because even then there might have been some limits to what the public was willing to accept. But, you know, as I said, we'll never know the answer to that. I think today, when we are talking about it, it's clear that even with the program already in place, Americans are balking at the vast scope of this collection and the fact that most of the records that are collected have no connection whatsoever to terrorism or to other foreign intelligence needs, and instead are really, you know, picking up data that Americans, ordinary Americans, innocent Americans create on a day-to-day basis when they call their friends, their families, their business associates, information that the government has no real business collecting unless it has an individualized suspicion about a person's activities.
Now, it's important to remember something about James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, and that is that last March 12, 2013, he went before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, and he was asked by Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, quote, "Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?" And at the time, Clapper said, "No, sir." And Wyden said, "They do not." And he said, "Well, not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently perhaps collect, but not wittingly," unquote. Now, he's come under a lot of criticism for that, which was essentially lying to Congress, which last time I checked was against the law. But there haven't been any repercussions for Clapper yet. Will there be?
We'll have to see how Congress takes up that issue. It's certainly a very grave concern that the statements that Clapper made in his congressional testimony were not accurate, especially now that he is in the position of saying that Americans should have known about this program all along. It makes it seem like the secrecy that has been asserted around these programs was never even necessary in the first place. And you know, as the ACLU has been saying for some time now in our efforts to get information about how the government is using these surveillance statutes to collect information about the American people, there should be far, far more transparency in terms of how these surveillance statutes are used and how many Americans they affect. Because the reality is what we're learning, that they affect nearly every American out there who uses one of these devices, whether it's a telephone, whether it's the internet. It goes to the activities that we engage in on a day-to-day basis and reveal a great deal about our private lives.
Although the NSA admitted this week that they're really only capturing about 30% of our phone call metadata, because more and more people have dropped landlines and are using cell phones, and it's actually gotten harder for the NSA. In that regard, do you expect them to step up their efforts and put it all in the battle against terrorists?
It's certainly clear that they would like to collect all of our phone records, whether or not they are doing so now. The articles that came out in the past week or so left some questions in our mind about why that type of disclosure was being leaked to the media at this point in time. Certainly this program has now been under debate for 8 or 9 months, and officials had indicated that virtually every phone call was being swept up in this bulk collection program. So whatever the reality is, we know that the government would like to be collecting virtually every phone call, and that's the scope of the program that is really under debate in what we're talking about now.
It's interesting you look at this cynically, which I think is a good viewpoint of our national intelligence community, which is, why would Clapper make this admission now? You think there's something behind it?
You know, I don't know what he strategically may have been going for in making this statement to the Daily Beast, but you know, it's revealing in precisely the way that we've said, that he understands that the American people are not in a position today, looking back at the last 10 years and the types of surveillance that has been put into place secretly, they're not ready to accept the secret and unilateral creation of these vast surveillance programs without the consent of the citizens in our democracy.
What do you think Clapper's statement says about what Edward Snowden did in essentially declassifying to the world a lot of classified information?
The ACLU believes that Edward Snowden is a whistleblower, that he has served the public interest in disclosing programs that were improperly kept from public view for decades, and that really touch on the privacy and civil liberties of Americans as a whole.
Yeah, I think if you believe that the American citizens deserve to know what's being done in their name, then you got to look at Edward Snowden as kind of a hero.
You know, and one judge, with respect to the phone record collection, has already agreed with Edward Snowden. He found, a judge in the Clayman case in Washington, found that the program was unconstitutional. So Snowden is certainly not alone. We believe that he has done a great service to the American people by allowing us to finally have a debate that even Clapper is admitting is 10 or 12 years too late in coming.
Just a few weeks ago, President Obama defended this program in a major speech on government surveillance programs, but he also ordered a government review into the feasibility of a third party storing the call records instead of the government. In other words, AT&T, Verizon, and all the other phone carriers, you're going to have to hold on to these records, and then we'll come get them when we want. We won't store them ourselves. Is that a good solution?
The ACLU believes that the records should remain in the hands of the phone companies, that the records should be maintained on whatever business basis that the companies have to keep them, not for some other additional law enforcement purpose, and that the government should use targeted and individualized requests when it has a reason to want to investigate someone's phone contacts or other associates, just the way that the government has done for years and that the Fourth Amendment requires. The Fourth Amendment doesn't allow the government to go out and to collect all this information in the first place and then to come up with suspicion later. That turns the very assumptions that our country was founded on their head.
Not only asking for these things, but asking for them secretly has been the way the Obama administration has been doing it through the FISA court. Is that going to change anytime soon?
We hope that there is going to be a greater degree of transparency to the FISA court proceedings and, equally importantly, some measure of adversarial process there. So you don't just have the government getting to set out its position and its arguments, but you have another party in there to argue on behalf of the privacy interests of Americans and to make very, very pointed arguments about what the Constitution allows, what the statutes passed by Congress allows, and that the FISA court's decision-making should be informed by those balanced and competing perspectives.
Patrick Toomey is a staff attorney in the American Civil Liberty Union National Security Project, where he works on issues about electronic surveillance and national security and more. Patrick, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thanks so much, Paul. Great to be on the show.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.